You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, because I got a big old request, one from Chief and some for some other people, about adding hospitality workers to the list, which is important. All my hotel workers and hospitality workers out there, shout out to y'all on the grind this morning as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people get their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I hope you all had a great weekend, and I hope you all are having a great start to your week, whether you know you're having a nice vibe on your commute or you're just getting up and listening to your boy. I appreciate you for tuning in, and we got a lot to get into on this Monday morning, a lot of happenings over the weekend, and we're going to break it all down right now. First and foremost, shout out to everybody that tuned in to a special edition of a show that Joe and I did. We were at Flowery Branch yesterday in the Ticketmaster Studios hanging out. We did a show from 9 until noon at the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch, so that was fun. Appreciate Joey P for hanging out with me. Day-Day was there as well in the building, and he was rocking out with us for a little bit and cutting up sound. We were all out there. Day-Day didn't get rained on, but Joe actually didn't even get rained on, but I got rained on. And, you know, West Durham was out there as well. We got rained on a little bit. Torrey McElhaney, we got rained on a little bit. Had to hide out under a tent until the rain kind of calmed down at least a little bit. But, yeah, we got a little wet yesterday. But it was all good, all fun being out there watching practice for a little bit and all that good stuff. But what I want to talk about first and foremost before we get into the Falcons, I want to talk about the Braves. How about them? Two wins in a row. Thank goodness. And how about it? 2 days in a row. Matt Olson is homered. How about it? Look, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm not even going to try and get too excited because there was a little bit of, I don't want to call it bad news yet because I want to try and be positive about this and I want to try and be optimistic about this. But we do have some news that is scary and concerning. But we'll talk about the positives first before we get there because who doesn't need some positivity on their Monday morning? So, Braves looked good yesterday. Braves offense looked good yesterday in what was a 9-2 victory over the New York Mets. And they do end up splitting the 4-game set with the Mets. So in a series split, obviously they wanted to gain ground on the Mets. But in a split, no harm, no foul. You just come out of there even and you stay where the Braves came into this one, a game and a half above the Mets for the top wild card spot and for second place in the NL East. But most importantly, obviously, is that top wild card spot. So Braves, again, looked good yesterday. They hit, what, 4 home runs yesterday? I mean, they were mashing all over the place yesterday. 9-2 victory, as I said. Also told you Matt Olson homered. Orlando Arcia hit a home run as well. And how about Ramon Laureano redeeming himself a little bit, hitting a home run? That was good to see. He hit a 2-run shot. And like I said, we had Arcia go deep, Olson, Laureano, and I think I might, am I missing one? Arcia, Olson, Laureano. Am I missing? Oh, Austin Riley. That's who I'm missing. Austin Riley. He also goes deep yesterday as well. So good to see him go deep as well. So that was the good news. Braves win 9-2, salvage a series split. That was the good news. There is some bad news, though. The unfortunate, and hold on, let me not call it bad. Let me say this. It's scary, concerning news because we don't know the severity of it yet. But you probably have heard, or maybe not because maybe you were, you probably would have heard by now because you weren't in the bed. The Braves prepared early, so you probably weren't asleep by the time this news came down. But Reynaldo Lopez did exit the game early. He exited in the 3rd inning with some forearm tightness. Forearm tightness, obviously not a good thing. So we will see. We probably will hear at some point today, Dave O'Brien, obviously the Braves beat writer for The Athletic, he said we should hear something today as far as MRI goes. We thought we maybe were going to hear something yesterday because I believe Reynaldo Lopez, I know he did head back to Atlanta during, I think he might have left during the game. But anywho, we should hear something today. We thought we might have heard something late last night, but now the report is we're going to hear something today as far as how that MRI looks and what the severity of this injury for Reynaldo Lopez is. But he did, again, exit yesterday's game with forearm tightness. So, my goodness, man. I mean, please, just please, please, please don't let this be anything severe. The absolute last thing we need is another darn injury. I mean, how many more can we take? This is really getting out of hand. What Boogie Cousins say that one time? It's getting ridiculous. It's really getting ridiculous. And these injuries for the Braves are really getting ridiculous. I mean, we've noted them. We know them all. I guess we'll just add this one to the list. Ronald Acuña Jr., Spencer Strider, Sean Murphy. Now, Sean Murphy is back, but he missed a good chunk of the first part of the season. Michael Harris, still out. Probably won't see him until like August 14th. Ozzie Albies, won't see him back until probably closer to the start of the postseason. A little bit, maybe. He might be able to play a few games before the end of the season. End of the regular season, that is. And now we add Reynaldo Lopez to the mix. Oh, and Max Freak. Can't forget about Mad Max. Hopefully he's going to be back soon, but he's currently on the mend right now. Now, Max was throwing, and he looked fairly good throwing. He wasn't doing like a full like bullpen session or a simulated game or anything like that, but he was just warming up and throwing before yesterday's game. So that was good. But just these injuries are absolutely crazy. I mean, I know teams deal with injuries, and some teams deal with a lot of injuries. I mean, we're one of those teams dealing with a lot of injuries, but man, it just feels like nonstop. Just adding on injury after injury after injury, and they've been significant injuries too. Like, we haven't had a guy who's gotten injured, and I get, you know, baseball with the rosters are, as far as like position player goes, you have the same person playing every day, so like every injury feels like significant, but like it's been the most important guys. Obviously, your best two players in Acuña and Spencer Strider, one of your catchers in Sean Murphy, one of your very good catchers in Sean Murphy, your starting center fielder, Michael Harris, and one of your better players as well. I mean, even though we all have good players, but still. Then Ozzie, now one of the leaders on your team, and your other best pitcher in Max Fried, and one of your other all-star pitchers in Reynaldo Lopez, now down. And again, hopefully it's not anything serious, but I mean, it's just, goodness gracious, can we get a break, please? So we will, again, find out what's going on with Reynaldo Lopez at some point today, according to all the reports from Braves beat writers. But again, on the positive, it was good to see Matt Olson hit the home run. And again, back-to-back days now where he's hit a home run. Hopefully, this means he is starting to get hot. Austin Riley, seeing him hit a home run was good. Marcell Ozuna got a hit yesterday as well. Ramon Laureano, he stepped up. Orlando Arcia, he hasn't been very good all season long. He gets a home run. So, look, again, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I'm not saying by any way, shape, or form that the Braves are back and they're about to go on this long run and they're about to, you know, win 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games in a row. I'm not saying any of that. I hope it happens. Of course I hope it happens. But at this point, as a Braves fan, I'm a little bit scarred. And I want to temper my expectations because I just need to see it consistently. I know the Braves can do this. I mean, they showed us all last year, beloved. So I know what they can do. I know what Matt Olson is capable of. I know what Austin Riley is capable of. I know what Orlando Arcia is capable of. I know what all those guys can do. Those guys are all-star players. But they haven't looked like it for a majority of the season. And that's the problem. We need them to look like how they looked yesterday for the rest of the season, or at least the majority of the rest of the season. And that's how the Braves are going to make a deep run in the postseason. They, one, got to get guys healthy, obviously, and then the bats got to be hot. The bats got to be rolling. You can't, even with the great pitching staff that you have, and again, hopefully Reynaldo Lopez is okay and he's going to be able to come back. So let's just right now say, well, speak positivity in the air and say Reynaldo Lopez is going to be back and he's going to be just fine, okay? Max Fried should be back. So you'll still have Fried, you'll still have Reynaldo Lopez, you'll still have Chris Sale, you'll still have Charlie Morton, and maybe you can even throw Spencer Schwellenbach into this conversation. So you're still going to have a very, very good pitching staff that has carried you, even without Spencer Strider. They've carried you. But even with that pitching staff, you're going to need the bats. Because the pitching staff wasn't even really the problem last postseason. It was the bats not doing jack diddly do. So even if you have Chris Sale going out there throwing 7 innings of 2-hit ball, and maybe he gives up, you know, one homer or a solo home run. I mean, If the bats aren't doing anything, you go out there and lose 1-0. So bats are going to have to step up. It was good. It was very much a sight for sore eyes to see what they did yesterday and to see what they did Saturday, too, winning 4-0. Again, Matt Olson, home run in that game as well. So, look, they put two good games together back-to-back. That is awesome. But I just need to see it over a consistent basis. And they are going to be back in action tonight as they take on the Milwaukee Brewers. And that is going to kick off a, I believe, three-game set against the Brewers. It is going to be a three-game set against the Brewers. As far as who's going to be on the mound tonight, it is going to be Grant Holmes getting a start. I believe this is his this is either his first or second major league start. Can't remember off the top of my head, but looks like it's going to be a bullpen game to kind of get them over and kind of reset the rotation, especially with Max still out. So hopefully Grant Holmes looks good, and hopefully that bullpen is ready to throw a lot of innings. And, I mean, this bullpen is going to be taxed because, obviously, Reynaldo Lopez coming out of the game early. They had to tax the bullpen yesterday. I can tell you real quick all the pitchers they used yesterday so you can kind of get a feel for what they had to do. But Reynaldo Lopez, again, he did end up going 3 innings. Gave up 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Dylan Lee went 2 innings. Pierce Johnson went an inning. A.J. Minter went an inning. And then you also saw Jimmy Hergett go 2 innings. Now, the good thing about what happened yesterday, it was 9-0 at one point, so you didn't have to really tax your best guys. And again, you could afford to have a – no shade, just truth. But you could afford to have a Jimmy Hergett go 2 innings. So – that was good to see. So you will still have guys who can go out there and do it. And hopefully Grant Holmes is capable of giving you maybe 3-4 innings at tops. I don't know about 4. 4 may be a little bit of a stretch, but he can definitely, I think, at least give you 3. Then if you could have Dylan Lee come back out again and maybe give you 2, or at least give you 1. Pierce give you 1. Maybe AJ gives you 1 again. Rizal, the game is close, obviously he can give you 1, maybe even 2. So they'll figure it out. They'll pull it together, and hopefully if the bats come through, they can have – if the bats come through, you can have a guy go a few innings even if they give up a few runs. But again, bats got to cooperate and scratch the bullpen's back tonight as Grant Holmes is going to be on the mound. This looks like you're going to have an opener. We'll see how long Grant Holmes can go, and then you're going to have a big bullpen game. So that seems like what is on tap for tonight. Again, first pitch set for 8:10 p.m. as the Braves are in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. All right, when we come back, 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take. If you remember, I talked about a guy that really needs to have a breakout year this season, in my opinion. Well, he talked to a couple of fellas you are familiar with about how he's going to have a breakout season. We'll let you hear that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. I hope you all had a great weekend. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there as well. Hotel and hospitality workers out there working the overnight shift or the very early morning shift, making sure everybody is cared to and catered to out there, wherever they're at. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers out there, all my early morning, late night airport workers as well, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, Falcons training camp still underway, still going on here. Obviously, I believe they have the day off today, so everybody's going to be back here in the Kia Studios until tomorrow when we head back out to Flowery Branch. But Arnold Ebiketie was, let me start with this actually. Arnold Ebiketie to me is one of the guys who needs to have a breakout year this season. I need Arnold Ebiketie to show me and show the Falcons that he can be a guy that gets between 8 and 10 sacks a season, that he can maybe even hopefully average around double-digit sacks a season. I need him to show that he can be a mainstay on this defensive line and he can be a guy that consistently rushes the passer. I need that from Arnold Ebiketie this season. He showed flashes in year one and last year. He's coming into year three. And look, he was right behind Calais Campbell and Grady Jarrett for the sack lead. He had six. Calais and Bud Dupree. Calais and Bud Dupree led the Falcons in sacks last year with 6.5. AK had six. So, again, he's been building up to this point. Now I need another jump from AK. I need him to take that next step this year. Give me somewhere between 8 and 10. If I get anywhere between 8 and 10 from Arnold Ebiketie, I'll feel good about where he is and what his future is going to be and what his potential really is. But Arnold Ebiketie feels good about his potential as well because he talked to Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan, who you will hear from here in just over 30 minutes from now. And he was talking to Mike and Bo after Falcons training camp practice on Friday. And he was talking about what he did this offseason to get himself ready to have a career year. And I'm ready to hear it because, again, I need somewhere between 8 and 10 sacks. I need him to show that he can be one of the guys, maybe even the guy on this Falcons defense. Because, again, I want Grady to be around forever, but Grady, he's not going to play forever. So you're going to need this next wave of guys to step up. We obviously know Eddie Goldman ain't going to be here forever. Hopefully he just makes it to this season. And even guys like who are still in their prime, but, you know, a little bit towards the older side, and David Onyemata as well. Like, you don't know how long these guys are going to be around. Hopefully for a long time, and hopefully for at least, like, you know, 3-5 more years. Who knows? But you need these guys like Arnold Ebiketie, maybe even a D'Angelo Malone. Hopefully, at some point, it doesn't necessarily, for this guy, it doesn't have to be this year because it's going to be rookie year, but Braylon Trice, guys like that, you need them to step up. So let's hear from Arnold Ebiketie talking about what he did this offseason to get himself ready to have a career year.
I feel like during the offseason, my main goal was kind of pick it up where I left at. I feel like last year, the second part of the season, that's kind of where I kind of found myself, per se. And my main goal was just to get my body ready, and I understood what I had to do in order to take that next step this year.
He knew what he had to do. He's getting his body ready, and he's getting right. So, again, this is a big, big year for Arnold Ebiketie. And I mentioned how he was right behind Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree for the team lead in sacks last season. And obviously, Bud Dupree, Calais Campbell, veterans, leaders. And you can learn a thing or two from those guys because they've had a lot of success in their long NFL careers. And Arnold Ebiketie was asked about that by Mike and Bo, and he talked about what he learned from Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell last season, how you can apply that to this year.
I learned a lot from those guys. You talk about somebody like Calais, he's going on year 17 now. From him, I kind of learned what it takes to be great. And also you want to maintain your body throughout the season because you want to be at your best late in the season, hopefully leading up to the playoff and ultimately getting to the Super Bowl. That's when you want to peak at. You don't want to peak at the beginning of the season and kind of have that fall off later on. So just seeing how those guys prepare, take care of their bodies, so I learned a lot from that.
Preparation, how to take care of body to, again, be maybe even better in the second half than you were in the first half, because that's what we saw from Calais Campbell. Calais, he turned up in the second half. The old Wiley vet got better as the season went on. And look, part of that is learning the defense and becoming acclimated and all those things, but part of it is what Arnold Ebiketie talked about, taking care of the body, managing yourself, preparation. All of those things helped Calais Campbell be even better in the second half of the season last year than he was in the first half of the season. Bud Dupree as well. So it's good that he learned a lot from those guys. And he talked about, too, with I won't play this cut for you because I can just explain it to you faster than it was to let you hear the cut. But he talked about how he still is in contact with Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell both. Says he calls from Calais, he calls Calais from time to time, and he also said that he trained with Bud Dupree this summer. All summer long, he was training with Bud Dupree. So that makes me feel good, too. He obviously built a good relationship, a nice rapport with those guys last season, and to the point where he's working out with Bud Dupree all the time, and he's calling Calais Campbell, too. So, look, I feel good about Arnold Ebiketie having a breakout year this year, but I need it, too. Like, I feel good about it, but also I need it, AK. I need it because, again, Lorenzo Carter, at this point, we kind of know what Lorenzo Carter is, right? Not to say that Lorenzo Carter can't have a breakout season, but we know he's going to be around, what, 4 to 6 sacks at the top end? I mean, maybe 8. I don't know if he even gives you 8. But he's going to be somewhere around 4 to 6 sacks. Now he's going to make some plays. I mean, what, he had a scoop and score last year, a pick 6 last year, Lorenzo Carter. So I'm not poo-pooing on Lorenzo Carter at all. Good player, and he's going to be a good player for us. But I'm not expecting him to take that next step because he is what he is at this point in his NFL career, I think. And I'm not going to put super heavy expectations on a guy like Braylon Trice because it is his rookie year. And, you know, adjusting to the NFL is a real thing. And, of course, I would love to see Lorenzo Carter have a breakout year or even Braylon Trice have a breakout rookie season. But I am expecting Arnold Ebiketie to take that next step. I am expecting him to build on his first 2 years and take that next jump this year. Really show that, okay, I got my feet wet in the NFL these first 2 seasons. Got plenty of playing time under my belt now. I know what I'm doing. I'm acclimated to the NFL. It's time to show the NFL what AK is all about. That's what I need from AK. And speaking of his first 2 years, you may not have realized this, and I didn't even realize it until I thought about it, and he said it. I heard him say it. But Arnold Ebiketie, when he was talking with Mike and Bo, Mike and Bo both pointed out that, you know, he's been in 2 different defenses his first 2 years in the league, and now coming into his 3rd year, he's going to be in a different defense again. So while that is maybe is part of the reason, you know, we haven't seen any, like, huge numbers maybe from AK, and plus, you know, your rookie year, very few people, like, go crazy as far as a pass rusher goes their rookie year. But, again, part of that is because he was in Dean Pease's defense in his rookie year. He was in Ryan Nielsen's defense last year. And now he's going to be in a Jimmy Lake defense. But there are positives to that. And he talked about what those positives are and, you know, how being in 2 different defenses first 2 seasons and now being in a 3rd defense in his 3rd year, he talked about how that has helped him over the course of his career.
I think at the end of the day, football is going to be football. Every defense got similarities. And so for me, I say my first year was a complete different system. Second year, I was asked to do different things, like dropping the coverage a little bit more. I feel like this year is kind of the combination of everything, so kind of needed those 2 years to prepare me to the defense we're running now. And I feel like I'm ready to go. I love the defense. I love how aggressive they allowing us to be, so I'm excited.
I love it. I love it. First defense, obviously, was completely different for him coming from college to the NFL. Second year, he was asked to do some different things, and then now it's a combination of everything. So he can put everything he's learned from Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree, put everything together he's learned from Dean Pease and Ryan Nielsen, and put it all together and hopefully be an absolute stud in this Jimmy Lake defense. So I'm excited to see AK, and I'm really excited to see this defense overall. I know we talk a lot about Kirk Cousins, a lot about Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Darnell Mooney, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier. We talk a lot about the offense, Zach Robinson as well, because, again, we got a free agent quarterback who's one of the elite quarterbacks, and we make sexy moves on the offense this season, and we got a offensive coordinator who we think is going to be really, really good, and all those things. So, of course, we're going to talk a lot about the offense because the offense should be really good and hopefully really explosive, but this defense has gone untalked about a little bit because we weren't aggressive like we were a couple of years ago in free agency when we brought in Jesse Bates, when we brought in Calais, when we brought in Bud Dupree, brought in David Onyemata. But still got Onyemata here. We still got Jesse Bates. Still got AJ, obviously. Clark Phillips hopefully should be set up to have a pretty good season. We've been hearing great things about Clark Phillips all through training camp, all through OTAs in this whole offseason. And hopefully a guy like AK can break out. I really do like Braylon Trice. I think he could be a contributor right away. We'll see. But I feel good about him possibly contributing right away. So this defense, while it's been a little bit overlooked, maybe even a little bit underrated by national talking heads and media pundits, not here. I'm not underrating this defense. I think this defense could be good. And I think this defense could be fun to watch. And I'm interested to see how this defense turns out. All right. When we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines because some quarterbacks got paid. One quarterback. We'll see if him getting paid pays off because the body of work ain't there. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there. Had to add that one to the list due to high demand and high requests. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, let's get into a couple of NFL headlines here as a couple of quarterbacks done got paid over the weekend. Tua Tagovailoa being the first one. He gets a four-year, $212.4 million extension. That was reported by Adam Schefter on Friday. So he now, the $53.1 million average annual value of the contract, briefly placed Tua Tagovailoa third among the NFL's highest paid quarterbacks behind Jacksonville Jaguars QB Trevor Lawrence and Cincinnati Bengals signal caller Joe Burrow before Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love got his deal hours later, which was a four-year, $220 million contract extension with the Green Bay Packers that include a $75 million signing bonus. So, Love, that deal put him atop of the NFL pay scale. He's now tied with Jacksonville's Trevor Lawrence and Cincinnati Bengals QB Joe Burrow with deals that average $55 million a year. That is just absolutely crazy. And Joe Patrick, who was with me again on Sunday live at the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch, he made a very good point. You think about what all these quarterbacks are getting paid now. Tua, his new deal. Jordan Love, his new deal. Trevor Lawrence got a new deal, obviously, earlier in the offseason. You think about their new deals, them getting $50 million a year. Y'all know what Kirk is making this year? You know what his cap hit is this year? It's like, what, $28 million or $37 million, something like that. But nowhere. The point is, it ain't nowhere near the $55 that Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love are going to get. Ain't nowhere near the $53.12 is going to get. And guess what? Jordan Love's getting that after just playing half of a good season. He had half a good year last year. Think about what he looked like when the Falcons played him in week two. He didn't look very good. And people were thinking, oh, man, this ain't going to go well with Jordan Love. That first half of the season, people were already ready to write Jordan Love off. Now, he did bounce back. He had a very good second half of the season. Got a playoff win against a good Dallas Cowboys team. So, look, more power to him. More power to the brother for getting paid. I ain't going to never be mad at my guys getting paid. But when we talk about, oh, we're paying Kirk Cousins this amount and, you know, we drafted Michael Penix too. Those dudes combined ain't making what Jordan Love is making. Ain't making what Tua is making. So, let's just keep that in perspective when we talk about, you know, Kirk and what he's doing. And Kirk is proven. Jordan Love, again, half of a good year. So, yeah, let's just keep that in mind, y'all, as the season goes along. All right, moving on here. The Cowboys, according to Stephen Jones, their executive vice president, said that they have offered CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott new contracts. So, again, Stephen Jones said this Saturday that the Cowboys sent a new offer to receiver CeeDee Lamb's representation on Friday, and the team also recently sent a new offer to Dak Prescott's agent. This quote coming from Stephen Jones, he said, quote, right now I would characterize both conversations as upbeat. We're having good talks back and forth with both Todd France and Tory Dandy. I like where we stand. So seems like right now, Dak and CD are obviously the priorities. Micah Parsons, not quite yet. But it just feels like the Cowboys are going to have to sacrifice somebody. Whether it's Dak, whether it's CD, whether it's Micah, they're going to have to sacrifice somebody as far as cap goes. Because you're about to pay two out of the three, at least, all that money. I mean, I just don't see how they can do it all. I just don't see how they can keep all of them. It's just gonna seem like it's way too difficult, way too hard for them to keep all three. But they can find a way to do it with the cap going up year after year and jumping up $30 million this past year. If Jerry wants to spend the money and he's saying he's all in, at least right now, we'll see how all in he's gonna be for the future. But we'll have to just wait and see. I do want to bring up one quick thing, though, before we had to break, I didn't really have a chance to go like, I mean, I went full in on seeing Deadpool and Wolverine. If you listened to the show yesterday, I had a whole, you know, diatribe and rant about that. But I didn't, Joe doesn't watch the Marvel movies like my guy Day-Day does. So, you know, he, and Day-Day has seen it as well. So he couldn't really, so, you know, shout out to my guy Joe. But, you know, we couldn't have the combo. We both couldn't, like, you know, glow after the movie. So, Day-Day, I do want to get your quick thoughts because I saw it with Simone and her mom and dad and her sister Sydney. They were all in town this past weekend. And so we saw it, and they felt a little bit differently than I did about the film. And I just want to get your quick thoughts on it.
I loved it. I think it was the perfect way for them to kind of just finally put the final nail in the coffin of the Fox Marvel properties.
Yes.
And bring, you know, all that over to the MCU. I mean, and it was typical Deadpool, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought the movie was great. Ryan Reynolds, man, all the fourth wall breaking that he was doing throughout the movie. The cameos, I mean, I thought they did a great job. So, you know, obviously we don't want to spoil
it. Yeah, we aren't going to spoil
it. Opening weekend, but I think if you're a fan of the comics, you'll enjoy the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my thing. And I do want to bring up this one point to you here really quickly and see if you feel the same way. I don't know. I think it's a fair point, but I don't necessarily feel this way. Now, they were fair, and I'm talking about Simone and her family. They were fair, and you know that it's Deadpool. So, like, Simone wasn't a huge, huge fan of the second Deadpool movie. She liked the first one, but she didn't like the second one. And you know, our family, they were okay about Deadpool, but you know, again, like you said, for Deadpool fans, like, it gave Deadpool, like, he did what he was supposed to do, and it was very much on brand for Deadpool. Now, they did make this one point. Do you feel like the character Deadpool itself is maybe being taken away from because of all the Ryan Reynolds, what's the word I'm looking for all the Ryan Reynolds references there are, like, in the movie? Do you feel like that's taken away from the character Deadpool? No, I don't feel like that either. They made that point, but I'm like, no, I don't.
No, that's Deadpool, man.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
That's just who he is. So, no, I loved it, man, and I'm glad you enjoyed it as well. And then if you saw the big news coming out of Comic-Con San Diego, you obviously saw that Robert Downey Jr. is going to play Victor Von Doom. He's going to be Dr. Doom in the newest Avengers movie coming out in 2026, Avengers Doomsday. So that was big news as well. So it was a big weekend. Big, big weekend for the MCU. Deadpool and Wolverine doing very well and did very well in their opening weekend. And then they got some big projects coming up that they announced as well. So good stuff for us MCU fans. All right. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We got one more piece of business to handle. When we come back, we will check in with the Morning Shift and see what they got coming up for a Monday edition of the program. We got a special guest in studio hanging out with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Nikki Noto-Palmer hanging out with the Morning Shift crew and the fellas today. We'll catch up with them and see what they got up for a Monday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there. Had to add that one to the list due to high demand and high requests. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, let's get into a couple of NFL headlines here as a couple of quarterbacks done got paid over the weekend. Tua Tagovailoa being the first one. He gets a four-year, $212.4 million extension. That was reported by Adam Schefter on Friday. So he now, the $53.1 million average annual value of the contract briefly placed Tua Tagovailoa third among the NFL's highest paid quarterbacks behind Jacksonville Jaguars QB Trevor Lawrence and Cincinnati Bengals signal caller Joe Burrow before Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love got his deal hours later, which was a four-year, $220 million contract extension with the Green Bay Packers that include a $75 million signing bonus. So, Love, that deal put him atop of the NFL pay scale. He's now tied with Jacksonville's Trevor Lawrence and Cincinnati Bengals QB Joe Burrow with deals that average $55 million a year. That is just absolutely crazy. And Joe Patrick, who was with me again on Sunday live at the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch, he made a very good point. You think about what all these quarterbacks are getting paid now. Tua, his new deal. Jordan Love, his new deal. Trevor Lawrence got a new deal, obviously, earlier in the offseason. You think about their new deals, them getting $50 million a year. Y'all know what Kirk is making this year? You know what his cap hit is this year? It's like, what, 20, 28 million or 37 million, something like that. But nowhere, the point is, it ain't nowhere near the 55 that Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love are going to get. Ain't nowhere near the 53.12 is going to get. And guess what? Jordan Love's getting that after just playing half of a good season. He had half a good year last year. Think about what he looked like when the Falcons played him in week two. He didn't look very good. And people were thinking, oh, man, this ain't going to go well with Jordan Love. That first half of the season, people were already ready to write Jordan Love off. Now, he did bounce back. He had a very good second half of the season. Got a playoff win against a good Dallas Cowboys team. So, look, more power to him. More power to the brother for getting paid. I ain't going to never be mad at my guys getting paid. But when we talk about, oh, we're paying Kirk Cousins this amount and, you know, we drafted Michael Penix too. Those dudes combined ain't making what Jordan Love is making. Ain't making what Tua is making. So let's just keep that in perspective when we talk about, you know, Kirk and what he's doing. And Kirk is proven. Jordan Love, again, half of a good year. So, yeah, let's keep that in mind, y'all, as the season goes along. All right, moving on here. The Cowboys, according to Stephen Jones, their executive vice president, said that they have offered CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott new contracts. So, again, Stephen Jones said this Saturday that the Cowboys sent a new offer to receiver CeeDee Lamb's representation on Friday, and the team also recently sent a new offer to Dak Prescott's agent. This quote coming from Stephen Jones, he said, quote, right now I would characterize both conversations as upbeat. We're having good talks back and forth with both Todd France and Tory Dandy. I like where we stand. So seems like right now Dak and CD are obviously the priorities. Micah Parsons not quite yet, but it just feels like the Cowboys are going to have to sacrifice somebody, whether it's Dak, whether it's CD, whether it's Micah, they're going to have to sacrifice somebody as far as cap goes, because you're about to pay two out of the three, at least, all that money. I mean, I just don't see how they can do it all. I just don't see how they can keep all of them. It's just going to seem like it's way, way too difficult, way too hard for them to keep all three. But they can find a way to do it with the cap going up year after year and jumping up $30 million this past year. If Jerry wants to spend the money, and he's saying he's all in, at least right now, we'll see how all in he's going to be for the future. But we'll have to just wait and see. I do want to bring up one quick thing, though, before we head to break. I didn't really have a chance to go, I went full in on seeing Deadpool and Wolverine. If you listened to the show yesterday, I had a whole, you know, diatribe and rant about that. Joe doesn't watch the Marvel movies like my guy Day-Day does. So, you know, Day-Day has seen it as well. So he couldn't really, shout out to my guy Joe. But, you know, we couldn't have the conv Bo. We both couldn't, like, you know, glow after the movie. So, Day-Day, I do want to get your quick thoughts because I saw it with Simone and her mom and dad and her sister Sydney. They were all in town this past weekend. And so we saw it, and they felt a little bit differently than I did about the film. And I just want to get your quick thoughts on it.
I loved it. I think it was the perfect way for them to kind of just finally put the final nail in the coffin of the Fox Marvel properties.
Yes.
And bring, you know, all that over to the MCU. I mean, and it was typical Deadpool, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought the movie was great. Ryan Reynolds, man, all the fourth wall breaking that he was doing throughout the movie. The cameos. I mean, I thought they did a great job. So, you know, obviously we don't want to spoil
it. Yeah, we're not going to spoil it.
Opening weekend, but I think if you're a fan of the comics, you'll enjoy the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my thing. And I do want to bring up this one point to you here really quickly and see if you feel the same way. I don't know. I think it's a fair point, but I don't necessarily feel this way. Now, they were fair, and I'm talking about Simone and her family. They were fair, and you know that it's Deadpool. So, like, Simone wasn't a huge, huge fan of the second Deadpool movie. She liked the first one, but she didn't like the second one. And you know, our family, they were okay about Deadpool, but you know, again, like you said, for Deadpool fans, like, it gave Deadpool, like, he did what he was supposed to do, and it was very much on brand for Deadpool. Now, they did make this one point. Do you feel like the character Deadpool itself is maybe being taken away from because of all the Ryan Reynolds, what's the word I'm looking for all the Ryan Reynolds references there are, like, in the movie? Do you feel like that's taken away from the character of Deadpool? No, I don't feel like that either. They made that point, but I'm like, no, I don't.
No, that's Deadpool, man.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
That's just who he is. So, I loved it, man, and I'm glad you enjoyed it as well. And then if you saw the big news coming out of Comic-Con San Diego, you obviously saw that Robert Downey Jr. is going to play Victor Von Doom. He's going to be Dr. Doom in the newest Avengers movie coming out in 2026, Avengers Doomsday. So that was big news as well. So it was a big weekend. Big, big weekend for the MCU. Deadpool and Wolverine doing very well and did very well in their opening weekend. And then they got some big projects coming up that they announced as well. So good stuff for us MCU fans. All right. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We got one more piece of business to handle. When we come back, we will check in with the Morning Shift and see what they got coming up for a Monday edition of the program. We got a special guest in studio hanging out with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Nikki Noto Palmer hanging out with the Morning Shift crew and the fellas today. We'll catch up with them and see what they got up for a Monday edition of the program right up to this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.